Right, Mayo 3:15, Westmeath 1:14. So we've won by 7 points and we're back in the All-Ireland quarter final, back in the All-Ireland series. And almost back to, well, back to where we would have been if we hadn't slipped up in Connacht, I guess. But, Jesus, that second half was very, very poor, I have to say. I mean, at halftime, the game was done and dusted. We were 8 up. I think we were we 12 up before the goal that they got. Like, we were, you know, over the hill and far away at that stage. And, you know, that game just drained away from us in the second half. I really did fear, you know, coming down the last 10 minutes, we were actually going to lose this shagging thing, you know. Yeah, that second half was as poor a second half, the poorer half I've seen us put in for a long time. We just completely lost shape. And like, they cut through us like a knife through butter in the second half. We weren't laying a glove on lads, you know. It really was pretty, pretty bad, I have to say, you know. So, you know, I mean, we won, and like Aidan's goal put the gloss on it at the end. But it was a very disjointed performance. I mean, first half was good, you know. I mean, we didn't seem to feel the loss of Jeremy O'Connor that much at all. Now, mind you, it did take us a while to get going. We didn't score until 11 minutes in. But when we got going well. You know, Jason took his goal very well, just smashed it in. The second one then, there was a lot of bemusement where we were about the penalty, though apparently it was kosher. If you over carry inside the small square, it's a penalty. And Killian dispatched it with the way he normally did. He normally does. But I mean, that was really all he was doing from place balls. The only place balls he got apart from that were simple ones. He had a few really, really horrendous wides. So definitely the worst day he's had as a place kicker, though happily he did score, I think it was 3 points in play in the first half, so he was certainly had he overproduced on that particular metric. Half time we looked comfortable, you know, we were well up. Andy played really well in that first half. Like, his movement was clever, his ball winning was excellent, he was bringing everyone into the play, he was making things happen. His influence waned pretty sharply after the break. But we just went to pieces. Like, we, you know, instead of ploughing on, we gave them hope. Like, they got the first 4 scores, I think it was, after the break, and you could see that they had a sense that there was something in this game. They could actually pull something from it, and we did keep them at arm's length for a while. But then when they got it back to 3 with less than 10 minutes to go, I really was fearful at that stage. Like, you could see almost like me 2009 situation happening, you know, a goal for them and a few more points and we're dead. Now, we did manage to steady it, we pulled it out, but it wasn't good. And you know, if you're looking for positive momentum at this time of year, we're not leaving Croke Park with that this evening. What we are leaving with, though, is a place in the last 8, which is where we wanted to be. A week later than we would have we were originally planning for, and with a far harder opponent than Galway we will be facing tomorrow. But like, that's the price you get for slipping up in the qualifiers. But anyway, that's it. Let's look on the bright side. We won, we're still alive, and we're back here again next Saturday. And happily as well, it's just good to note that the juniors are going to be here as well. They're going to be opening the day at 2:00 in the All-Ireland Junior Final against Kerry, and then we're on the senior game at 4. Tickets go on sale at 9 in the morning, so you're like fingers on the buzzers at that stage, because as I said the other day, there's every chance this is going to be a sellout. So, you know, if you want a ticket, just get into action in the morning. Okay, that's it. It's just the seagulls are taking over the place here, so I think it's time for us humans to depart. Okay, that's it. Over and out.